Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show this evening, and we are certainly looking forward to National Signing Day as it is rapidly approaching, and college football teams across the country, they are looking to fill those remaining spots in the 2014 recruiting class. One team in particular we're paying very close attention to is the University of Texas, a program that has a new head coach in Charlie Strong. It's being revitalized, it's in transition, and of course, they're looking to get back to the forefront of the national collegiate scene. It is such a pleasure this evening to welcome back to our show Texas entrepreneur, former NFL and NBA owner, who is a very big supporter of the University of Texas and Longhorn Athletics, a longtime booster, Red McCombs. Happy New Year, Red. It's so good to have you with us this week, and I know our listeners are anxious to hear from you.
Well, I'm anxious to talk to you. I'll be happy to talk to your audience.
Well, we have got a number of subjects that we're going to tackle. We'll also hit on the Super Bowl. But our first order of business, a lot has certainly transpired since our last conversation in September. Here at the University of Texas, they've got a new head coach in Charlie Strong. And you kind of created a bit of a media firestorm and created a lot of interest after your comments on his hiring. It has been several weeks now since he's come on board. You've had time to process the decision. And most importantly, you've had an opportunity to visit with him. What was your impressions after having a chance to talk to Coach Strong, and do you have the belief that he will be successful at the University of Texas?
Well, my impression was 100% positive, and I don't think there is any question but what he would have every chance to be successful at UT as he has been at other places. Unfortunately, my comments got painted totally out of the picture. It really didn't relate to him as the head coach at all. My concern was the process, and of course, I was really working on John Gruden. There was no secret about it. Mm-hmm. Trying to get John to come back into coaching and to come coach Texas. And I, with all due respect to Coach Strong, I put John in a little different category there. And that had to be unfortunately blown up by some media as being a racist statement, which it was nothing of the sort.
Mm-hmm. I know there was a great deal of anticipation on who Texas would hire. You just mentioned talking about John Gruden, but were you surprised how quickly the decision was made? Did you think they would exercise a little bit more patience in the process, Red?
Well, I just took them at their word. Both Patterson, the athletic director, and Powers, the president, said we will make a decision around the middle of January. Mm-hmm. And so I was not pushing from a time standpoint. I was just pushing to get John thinking about coming back into coaching and getting his head around what it would be like to coach at Texas, which is, of course, one of a handful of the top coaching roles in the world.
Red McCombs is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and I know that you are, obviously, you're very passionate, your interest in Longhorn Athletics, that's evidenced by you've donated over $100 million to the school. Were you disappointed that you were not included in the search process, Red?
No, I personally asked to be removed from search processes. I like to have access, and I have access. I can reach any of the people who are involved anytime that I want to or need to, but I don't like the process of searches for top individuals in firms, whether it be president of a company, mm-hmm. president of a school, head coach. I think those are more individual decisions and not a part of a committee's input. I mean, obviously, not everyone has that slant. Most everyone uses search committees, and then they go hire companies to advise them on whom they need to run their company or run their sport or whatever. I think it's all backwards myself. I've been a sports owner on the professional side for 32 years of my adult life, had pretty good success at it, and I always felt like that that you could hire the top people you needed with the top people you had around you and use them for your committee rather than to appoint a formal search committee, because it's hard to tell what you're going to get out of a search committee.
We are going one-on-one, having a candid conversation with Red McCombs, Texas entrepreneur, a living legend, and, you know, an effective athletic program. It's characterized by many positive components. You have gone, as you were talking about, being a former NFL and NBA owner. You've hired, you've fired coaches. What are some of the lessons that you've learned, and what is the art of hiring a right coach, some of those guiding principles?
I think that you have to convince the person you want to be your coach. You've got to convince the coach that he is the person who can help you the most and at the same time help his career the most. I have had some very, very notable hirings that were surprises to the sporting community. I'll just comment on a couple, but I found myself suddenly without a coach that I didn't expect was going to happen when I had dismissed Jerry Tarkanian. Mm-hmm. And I had a game in 4 hours. And I immediately went to the phone and got John Lucas. I'd known John as a player. I'd known him as a person that did work for different teams and all. And I'd always felt like if the right situation came along that I would love to have John as a coach. Now, the fact that John had a drug problem more than once and had been through the institutional processes of relieving himself of that terrible problem caused a lot of people to think that I was the one that needed to be needed to be using some kind of medication, not John. But I had all the confidence in the world, and I didn't need any committee. I didn't want anyone else. And the same team that my discussion that caused me to dismiss Coach Tarkanian, who was a guy that I liked very much, a very likable guy with a great record in college coaching. And we'd only played 20 games. He was 9-11. It wasn't as if he was in any deep hole, but he became convinced that we didn't have the personnel that it would take to win in the NBA. And I had told him all along that we had a competitive team, and we would compete for a conference title. And when I saw that our own thoughts of believing what the product that we had, what it was so totally different, it wasn't fair to him, or it wasn't fair to me, the players, or the fans. Well, we had such a strong difference in our opinion. So I wanted change, and I wanted to change like right now. And the guy that I knew that I could depend on, although he had had some missteps in life, was John Lucas. Mm-hmm. And the same team that Coach Tarkanian had said couldn't win, didn't have a chance to win, were just dead in the water. John Lucas came in, and it's part of great sports trivia. John Lucas came in and won 24 out of the first 27. No coach before or since has ever taken a job and not been a head coach anywhere before and started off at 24-7. Now, people in the industry said, you're wasting your time going to Lawrence, Kansas, because he's just won the Final Four. So you'll never get him to come. But I got him. How did I get him? It wasn't that I was so persuasive. I just wanted to show him what him with the teaching tools that he had, which I think is maybe the best teacher in basketball, he had David Robinson coming in and had a good team built around him. And what he could do there would be very unique for a coach. And he bought the story and came and did 4 years. In fact, I think he saved the Spurs franchise. So you can have great successes without search committees. And people who want to use search committees, that's their business. I guess they can do well if they want to. But I think they get in the way.
It is such a pleasure to have with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Texas entrepreneur, former NFL and NBA owner. We're reliving some memories with the Spurs. Real quick, has he reached out to you and shown some support from all the media frenzy that was taking place?
Oh, yes. John called me immediately and said, what can I do, Chief? I know who you are and what you are. What can I do to help you? And I said, I imagine you'll be getting some calls, John. Just tell them the truth. We had a great run together.
We are up against the clock. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will continue with our conversation with Red McCombs, Texas entrepreneur and philanthropist, right here at YSR and the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports.